In our next word game, we're going to give peas a chance. We have Lindsay Ruter. She works at a travel tech startup. Hey.
Hi.
When you ring in, we're going to hear this. And we have Nathan Leslie, and he works in marketing for a nonprofit theater. Hello.
Hey there.
So when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Okay, remember, Lindsay and Nathan, the first of you who wins two of our games will go on to our final round. So let's go to your first game. Lindsay, what's something that's super easy for you?
It's really easy for me to fit into small spaces.
So the listeners know, because you are small.
I feel like I'm pretty average sized, but I'm very flexible and bendy, and I like... And I like to practice. You know, I get mail like everyone else, and you get a package, and you try and see if you can fit inside it.
Yeah, sure, you try to get inside the package, yeah. Everybody does that.
Yeah. No, not everybody else tries to do that. Nathan, what's something that's really easy for you?
Mine's more practical, I think. It's being really good at directions. I take one route one time, or you drop me in a new city, give me a day. And I
you got it.
I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
You're the mayor of that town in like
almost.
One day.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So we've got a word game for you called Easy Peasy. I'll give you a clue to a two-word phrase. The second word in the phrase is made by adding the letter P to the beginning of the first word. Puzzle Guru Greg Pliska, how about an example?
If the clue was how you'd describe the person currently occupying the Oval Office, you might have a lot of answers, but... But the answer that we're looking for that fits the rules of this game is resident president. So you add a P to the word resident, and you get the word president.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Ring into answer. Here we go. The king of rock and roll caused a stir when he gyrated this body part. Nathan.
Elvis Pelvis.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
I don't believe this house has a top. I demand confirming evidence. Nathan.
Roof proof.
That is exactly what I demand.
Yeah. Wow. It's when Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts searches for his missing garment. Nathan.
Robe probe.
That is correct. Which does sound like a New York Post headline.
Yeah.
Right, like an investigation into corruption of judges, yeah.
I have dibs on this strawberry fruit spread. Lindsay.
Reserve preserve.
That is correct.
I'm a really picky artist. I say, my character is very angry in this game.
your character?
Yeah, we're doing characters, right?
Yeah, we're doing characters.
I'm a really picky artist. I say if it is not watercolor, acrylic, or oil-based, then it... Nathan.
Ain't or painter.
I don't know if we can... I have to go to my puzzle guru for a ruling on this. I'm not sure...
I'm afraid that's not correct, Nathan.
Not quite what we were looking for. Lindsay, do you know the answer?
No.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Ainter isn't really a word.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Unless, the sentence is, I ainter a painter. That's how you use it.
Ain't paint?
Yeah, you got it.
Yo, waiter, why didn't my entree arrive on time? Lindsay.
Late plate.
That is correct. Probably happened because you started your sentence with yo, waiter.
This is your last clue. Congratulations on your salary increase. I am so happy for you. Nathan.
Raise praise.
You got it. Greg Pliska, how did they do?
It was a very exciting game, and Lindsay made a good run at the end, but Nathan has won our first game and is one step closer to the final round.
Ask Me Another is headed to the Nantucket Film Festival on June 21st, and if you want to play a game about words that rhyme with Nantucket, you should be a contestant. So put down that whalebone and go to amatickets.org to apply. Coming up, we have an REM music parody game about rapid eye movement. Mm-hmm. How do we come up with this stuff? I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.